This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Dukes. He's Bell.
Hello.
And this is new news as we continue to move this story forward simply because we've been waiting to see where this is going to go. And now, you know, hearing that the conference commissioners of the Power Four, there's no longer the Pac-12, are going to be hiring this new CEO, it's a big deal. And we're just trying to figure out a few things about it. But you said something to me in the break, and I want to just get into this real quick.
We're just talking about, like, you know, you're going to have this new, again, they'll have a football czar, and you'll have this college football, this new world we're going to be living in. The question I had is, right now, the ACC and the Big 12, they don't – you could argue the SEC should say, hey, why do I have to cap my stuff at $20 million? Why can't us in the Big 10 give $25 to $30 million per team? Hell, Texas is putting together a $40 million class, right?
Allegedly.
So the idea, argument I would say is, you know, is there going to be pushback from SEC, Big 10 specifically to say, look, you know, until the ACC improves their brand, that's a them problem. They've got a terrible TV contract. You know, why, you know, should the big boys who generate the most fan interest have to somehow curtail their ability to provide, you know, the revenue to maybe have the elite product?
I think it's a fair argument. Here's where we're at, though. That's where I think we're living. And I think most college coaches think that's unfair. They all want to have a level playing field.
Right.
Georgia shouldn't be able to outspend Ohio State or Alabama or Auburn just because they can. And maybe they could. So if you give all of these coaches, because here's the other part of this, by the way. This gets us back to coaching, which matters, the right kids in your program. If all things are equal, now all the stuff that we used to care about comes into play. But last year, did it not feel like Ohio State just went out and bought the best team? And then they ended up winning.
Then Michigan the year before in Ohio State, they paid their guys to stay and then brought guys in too.
Okay. So that is why I think that all these coaches around the country want an equal playing field. Guys, if I know Ole Miss is not giving an extra $6 or $8 million to their guys and we're giving all our guys, this is the cap, like the NFL, now all the stuff that we talk about in the NFL matters. What are these coaches doing? What kind of scheme are you running? What kind of kids are you bringing in? Now it gets back to the fundamental stuff that we care about, which is the football on Saturdays. Not just, I'm going to go spin. And we just had a great story. For those who missed it yesterday, Connor Riley came on the show, and he was talking about this offensive tackle.
Jackson Cantwell.
Who ends up going to Miami, basically because Miami just, they outdid themselves. They spent more money than Georgia was willing to spend. And I don't like that idea in college football, and I don't think most coaches do. If you're going to get them paid, fine. I'm okay with that. I think everybody is at this point. But if we all can only spend this amount, now what comes into play? What makes my team better than your team?
So that's where we're going to be living. I'd love to be a fly on the wall to hear these discussions because in a perfect world, yes, Miami can't throw an extra penny. I mean, there's a cap. But again, are you going to have a cap on players? No, I think, is it going to be like playing the Madden game where I'm going to devote X amount of the pie chart
exactly
to one dude?
That's exactly
And so my $5 million goes to my five-star quarterback, and I'll try to cobble together a team, kind of like the big three in Miami in basketball. You know, you'll have all your worker bees, you'll have LeBron, and you'll have your elites and Dwayne Wade, et cetera. That would be interesting. Or do you have a pay scale and X amount goes for linemen? That would really be getting off in the weeds. X amount is paid for quarterbacks, et cetera.
I do think that is probably where it may go, simply because then, Mike, you guess what? Then you don't have Nico situations.
Right.
It doesn't matter where you go. This is what you get. Right? So now it gets back to the kid making the best decision for him. Where am I going to go flourish and have a potential chance to go to the NFL, not who's willing to give me more money as I jump around from school to school? Guess what? If you make this at Auburn and you want to go, St. John's,
mm-hmm. Right.
You're not getting more money. This is where it's at. So when you say the scale, I don't know what that looks like, but I believe that's probably what it will eventually be. And oh, by the way, there's no way that you could pay, the punter $3 million.
Right.
Right. You're not going to do that.
And you sign, but the thing about amateurism, obviously we've crossed that threshold. The idea you don't want to have somebody, the players get together and strike. We got enough of that labor issues in pro sports. We don't need that. But the idea that some form of, it's a contract that if I'm going to pay you the 4.5, whatever the $1 million for the 4 years, you get to transfer what? Once? You think some coach will say
with no penalty?
With no penalty. Right. And then as Day Day said, take it back to the old days. You will sit out a year. Now
your third transfer?
Right. But that's got to change. You get a transfer once, period. And if you do more than that, you lose a year of eligibility, and you don't get to redshirt that year. That year is gone. And that would stabilize the marketplace. I like that.
All right. Look, these are the things.
But this is the stuff that then we'll have Jefferson versus the college football, what's this thing called again?
Sports commission.
Sports commission. Then we'll have that lawsuit because they'll find that somehow that's a violation. Either way, of someone's right to earn a paycheck. We're just trying to broad stroke it right now. I think it's a great step in the right direction. I hope we just get the right guy or woman
person,
to run it.
Yep.
And take it from there. But yeah, we just want to get our college football back. We'll never get it back to where it was pre-2020. But there are some things I think everyone can agree on that we need to have in place.
All right. More on this coming up. It is very, very interesting, as you can already see. And the hiring responsibility, again, lies with the Power Four commissioners. They're going to hire this person. They're going to hire somebody. You know who they're going to hire? I was just saying this today. They're going to hire somebody that can make them more money.
Bingo.
Period.
But be careful. As you said, I said go get Saban. People said, you mentioned James Franklin. You don't want to have people you feel have an agenda. How to work out for the Pac-12? Pac-12 brought in a guy with absolutely no experience to run a conference, and within 18 months, it was gone.
Terrible.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, just don't get too cute with it. They brought a guy that had a background in casino marketing, and tennis, and the thing went poof.
Yeah.
So, I think you do have to find that happy balance, happy medium.
Big 12 is thriving, though, and they went out of the box, too, and hired a guy that was, he was a promoter and marketing guy. So I'm with you. I don't know who that's going to be. I'm sure they have their ideas. It wouldn't surprise me, Mike, if they already know who this person is. It would not. That we're finding out about this now. Guys, this has been going on for months. 404-726-0929. More on this coming up. It's Dukes and Bell. My man Dom behind the glass. He is our engineer. And, of course, Day Day is our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
He's back. Spencer Strider, guys, on the hill tonight. Again, the numbers aren't daunting. He gave up, 2 runs in 5 innings in his first start. That was against the Blue Jays. And then, boom, 5 days later, placed on IL, on the IL. Mike, he said this when he got hurt. He was like, look, it just feels bad and I'm taking more time. But he's got to trust the process. This guy would have pitched like 2 weeks after his injury if they would have allowed him to, but it didn't play out that way.
I like it. I'm excited about getting this guy back because, again, the way Schwellenbach's looking, Chris Sale is right at the ship. A.J. Smith-Shawver has looked good. Then the bullpen's got to, be stable. But all of a sudden, man, as bad as things looked those first 10 days of April, all of a sudden now you're 5 games out. Mets are having a little drama with Soto now. He's not legging things out.
Yeah. Manager's going to speak to him.
Media's jumping on it with 2 feet. So, Philly right now exactly first over the Mets.
Let me hear Spencer Strider talking about how he felt.
It's kind of a beneficial opportunity to have my arm built up all the way to actually get to work on some stuff. So, the rehab process, your throws are obviously extremely limited and regimented. You spend so much time at a lower intensity, there's not that opportunity where you're fully built up, you can work on stuff without preparing for a bullpen, a live, whatever it may be. So to have essentially 2 weeks to work on my upper half timing and arm path and some different stuff, with quite a bit of a quantity of throws each day at a high intensity was a good opportunity. So felt like I made some progress there, and definitely saw some benefits in that in my bullpen yesterday. And like I said, I feel really good about where I'm at, feel healthy. So, you know, it's just being smart and listening to the experts and, you know, not getting too ahead of myself.
Well, if he's on his game tonight, at least 7 or 8 strikeouts, maybe more, if he feels as good as he's saying right there. Mike, what do you think about Chipper Jones and Marquise Grissom being the coaching guys, the guys are going to coach the Futures game?
Yeah, the Futures game, which is, again, all part of the All-Star weekend coming to Truist Park. I think it's great. And there's a bunch of names that you'd recognize. You mentioned Marquise Grissom and Chipper and a bunch of famous Braves guys that everybody from Mark DeRosa you see on MLB Network and Andrew Jones and Tim Hudson, all these guys going to be working out as coaches, Grissom's coaches. He's got Fred McGriff, the crime dog. He fully endorses the Tom Amansky video. Will he be working defense or offense? Well, crime dog. Marvin Freeman. Murph's going to be doing first base. Brian Hunter. Ryan Wadklesko. All these dudes are going to be there. I love this. So you got a nice bunch of Braves alums all working with the young guys going to be playing in this Futures game.
I agree. Let me hear Chipper talking about being a part of this.
It's a tremendous opportunity, one that I just couldn't pass up. You know, the last time that the All-Star game was in Atlanta, I was actually playing in it.
Yep.
The time before that, Hank Aaron was actually playing in it. So any chance to get to be a part of this, and especially get a up close and personal look at the next generation coming up, and being in charge of allowing them to be able to showcase their talents to the best of their ability in the Futures game, I couldn't pass that up.
I agree. And I'm glad he's involved. As Mike mentioned, all the greats that are going to be a part of that. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Mike, the owners are meeting in Minneapolis. It's today, tomorrow. They're going to come out here maybe later this afternoon. Certainly tomorrow afternoon, we'll have a lot more information on some of the things that they're looking at. But we know the tush push is one of them. Frankie Louvu, guys, played with the Commanders. He was the guy that kept jumping over the line in that playoff game. Here's what he said about the tush push.
Yeah, I think they should ban it, you know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about, like, hey, yo, well, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum, too, on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where – you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
You've mentioned this about rugby before, that play.
Yeah, I mean, it is very rugby-like, and football is kind of derived from rugby, its essence. But I love rugby, and I can't get people to watch, you know, rugby because it's a lot of just people standing around in the scrums, and you don't understand why it's kind of stop and start. The NFL has some more fluidity to it. Seven-man rugby is exciting because it moves. But getting back to the initial point here, the refs started this by allowing guys to move with the ball. Remember they have such a quick whistle about 10 years ago? A forward progress is stopped. And then if you notice, they kind of let forward progress continue and let the pile push. And to me, this was just an outgrowth of that. And then the Eagles have got a quarterback in Jalen Hurts who can bench press and leg press a Volkswagen. I just take the devil's advocate role on this, the opposite side. I just felt not enough teams adopted it by using one of their best athletes. I mean, short yardage. How many teams have struggled in short yardage like the Falcons have? I mean, guys, this is our – we've lost playoff games. We've lost major games over the inability to get short yardage. So to me, we're just – is it the hubris of a coach? Well, that's their thing. I don't know. I just felt more teams should have tried it before it became an epidemic. One team doing something is not an epidemic needs to go away.
No, it's not. And that's the Eagles' argument. Like, this is not every team in the National Football League attempting to do this play. We'll see what the owners think. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Who you got tonight? T-Wolves at Oklahoma City. By the way, these two teams split during the season 2-2. Each one on each home court. Mike, I like OKC, but I like him in 7. I think it's going to be a heck of a series. But, you know, Day-Day was saying it wouldn't surprise him tonight. Minnesota, what's the number? 7?
6.5. Thunder minus 6.5.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think these are going to be close games, closer than that. But I do like Oklahoma City to pull this out. Speaking of the NBA, tomorrow we'll get the Knicks and, of course, the Pacers, which, again, to me, is a toss-up. I think the Knicks, because I think there's an agenda by the NBA. I've said that. Yeah. I know people don't like that idea. I'm not telling you it'll be blatant cheating, but I just think if it came down to a a call here or there, I think they're going to get the benefit of the doubt. So, but I was going to say, Mike, it's interesting because people are talking about these NBA, you know, like the NBA draft lottery. Is it rigged? Listen to LeBron talk about this.
Listen, man, during the ball drop, you know, during the lottery drop, Cleveland got the number one pick. That's the, I just don't think that was.
Yeah.
That was
just, whoa, what are you? What are you saying? Don't you think?
Wemby with the Spurs?
Man, that like, was a coincidence. Oh, my God. Let's keep LeBron home. You know what? Patrick Ewing to the Knicks. You know, Derrick Rose to the Bulls. But I understand the assignment, guys. I'm, you know, so, you know.
So what about what just happened, though?
Right.
Mavs trade Luka. Mavs get number one pick.
Well, again, you were on vacay. It seemed like such a hell of a conspiracy theory because immediately folks said, come on, you know, we're going to get Luka off the books. Things are not working in Dallas. We're going to go try to prop up LeBron for another year or two, and we'll make it up to you. And you get the first round pick, and now you're going to have the next Larry Bird and Cooper Flagg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Huh? I mean, look, it's hard in a league. That's why the NBA sometimes feels like pro wrestling. You just feel like, you know, Mark Cuban proved it. You know, he used analytics to prove it, that the refs ran out of time. So we'll see. But it is funny. By the way, if you're looking for, speaking of analytics, Pacers, they're a little bit better in the playoffs, averaging a 5.5 margin of victory. The Knicks obviously had a real battle with the Celtics. But as far as three-point shooting, you know, the Pacers, it's almost a push. It's a lot of numbers that really say this same thing with the Knicks and Pacers can come down to seven games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.